From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A deadlock in Congress that was raising the specter of a government shutdown has been resolved in a bipartisan deal worked out by lawmakers in the Senate. At issue was funding for disaster relief by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the new funding number is less than what Democrats had wanted, but he says Republicans yielded from one of their key demands.
This compromise should satisfy Republicans. It includes their own 2012 FEMA funding number, and it should satisfy the Democrats because it does not include those offsets that we've talked about.
Reid, referring to GOP insistence that disaster funding be offset by cuts in other spending. With the deal in place, the Senate has approved a stopgap spending bill to keep the government operating through mid-November. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell calls the plan reasonable, but he says he could have done without the drama.
This entire fire drill was completely and totally unnecessary.
The House is out of session, but lawmakers who are still in Washington are expected to approve by voice vote a measure to keep the government funded through next Tuesday, at which time the full House will act on the longer-term stopgap bill. Stocks are rebounding on foreign exchanges today amid pledges by European officials to resolve the region's debt problems. Major stock averages in Europe are up 2 to 3%. There were also strong gains in Asia today, Japan's Nikkei average closing up nearly 3%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index jumping more than 4%. Martin Hennick with the Teich Group investment firm in Hong Kong says investors are reacting to positive developments in Europe.
Their hopes on a widening of the rescue package for the Eurozone countries.
Hennick says the talks in the market is that Greece may be allowed to default on half of its debts and that the Eurozone may expand its rescue fund significantly. Greece's embattled Prime Minister George Papandreou is insisting that his country will emerge from its deep debt crisis. NPR's Eric Westervelt says Papandreou is also defending the austerity measures that have prompted ongoing public protests.
Papandreou told a gathering of the Federation of German Industries in Berlin that Greece is borrowing to repay and will rebound. Greece has great potential, he said. The Greek parliament is set to impose a deeply unpopular new property tax today. Papandreou said Greece will live up to its austerity measure obligations. He added that the financial pain his citizens are enduring is worthwhile and will ultimately help the country bounce back. But Greece faces a possible default and is struggling to meet its economic reform commitments in order to get the next installment of loans from its European creditors. Later today, Papandreou holds talks with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
A powerful typhoon is slamming the Philippines, causing widespread flooding and prompting evacuation orders covering more than 100,000 people. The storm is being blamed for at least 7 deaths so far. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is pressing his case for raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans as part of a plan for reducing the federal deficit. NPR's Mara Liasson reports that during a town hall-style event at social networking firm LinkedIn in California, the president also said he's still open to making some changes in Medicare and Social Security.
Since the president laid out his jobs and deficit plans, he's been talking more about raising taxes on the rich than about fixing the country's underfunded entitlement programs. But at the LinkedIn town meeting, he said he was still willing to make modest adjustments in Social Security, like raising the amount of money subject to payroll taxes, and that he's willing to address Medicare, too.
What I'm not going to do is what, frankly, the House Republicans proposed, which was to voucherize the Medicare system.
This spring, the president discussed a grand bargain with House Speaker John Boehner, where the Medicare retirement age would be raised and wealthy seniors would pay more. But the deal fell apart. Now the president says he's willing to address entitlements only if the Republicans are willing to raise revenues. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
The National Park Service says it wants to get a closer look at damage to the Washington Monument caused by last month's earthquake. So Marquette Smith of member station WAMU reports engineers will use mountaineering techniques.
Superintendent Bob Vogel explains.
Climbers will rappel all 4 faces of the Washington Monument to perform a close-range survey of the exterior surfaces.
The Park Service has flown in a climbing ranger from Denali National Park in Alaska. He'll lead a team that will rappel from a trap door at the very top of the monument. For NPR News, I'm Marquette Smith in Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.